Have you downloaded the free coloring sheet for this lesson? Click the link in our show notes to print and color along as you listen. And join the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes to receive a full lesson and activity guide and a bonus video of content every single week so you can dive deeper into each lesson. You also get access to all of our back content when you join. Explore God's wild and wonderful world in the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in our show notes. Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and His created world with you. Have you ever encountered an opossum? They are more commonly known as possums, without the at the beginning. But while opossum is the correct common name, you might also hear me call them possums. Names aside, these creatures are very interesting and unique. I remember seeing them quite often when I was a child. I grew up in a small farm town in the state of Wisconsin. And sometimes in the evenings after dark, we would hear noises out on our deck outside of our front door. And sometimes when we would arrive home in the evening after dark and our car's headlights turned into the driveway and toward the deck, we would see pairs of shining eyes staring back at us. What we were hearing or seeing were possums. We saw them regularly enough that I'm pretty sure they lived under or around our deck or shed. As a child, these nighttime visitors with what looked like glowing eyes sometimes made me nervous. I didn't want to go out on the deck at night because what if the possums were there? But now, as an adult, these creatures fascinate me, and I will soon share why. Here is our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to discover, why do possums have pouches? How small is a possum baby? Why does a possum play dead? And did Jesus actually die on the cross? And why? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who helped make this lesson possible, including CTC Math. I prayed for a long while to find a math program that would work for our family. Because one, math is not my favorite subject to teach. Can you guess what is? Yes, science. And two, because our family kept switching math programs and feeling like nothing was sticking. I was discouraged and lacked vision. Thankfully, CTC Math changed that and gave our family a clear path forward and real, fast results I can track with detailed progress reports for each of my kids. I have never seen my kids doing so well in math, which is important because God made math, and math is all throughout His created world. CTC Math believes in their effective online math program for grades K to 12 and offers a 12-month money-back guarantee, no questions asked. You can try it for free at ctcmath.com or at the link in our show notes. Besides receiving mail from you listeners, do you know what my favorite kind of mail is? Book mail. I love opening a box of books that I can't wait to dig into. And that's what happens when I order books from Masterbooks. What does your family look for in great books? Our family looks for books that point our hearts to Jesus, fill our minds with God's truth, have great pictures and diagrams that help us see what we are reading, are written in a way that we can all understand, keep us wanting to flip to the next page and read more, and inspire us to research further. Books by Masterbooks check all of those boxes. Go to masterbooks.com to explore books and resources by age or subject. Everything from dinosaurs to the worldwide flood to God's big book of animals and the wonders of creation. head to masterbooks.com or click the link in our show notes. It's time for our trivia question. How many teeth does a possum have? A, 18, B, 24, C, 36, or D, 50? Again, how many teeth does a possum have? A, 18, B, 24, C, 36, or D, 50? Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And NatTheo Club members, after this lesson, click over to the bonus video where we will learn all about a possum's amazing tail and how they use that tail. And we will solve the mystery, do possums really sleep hanging upside down? You can find that bonus video at the link in our show notes or your NatTheo Club dashboard. Listeners, you can dive deeper into God's wild and wonderful world in the NatTheo Club when you join at the link in our show notes and gain instant access to all of our extra resources. All right, let's hit the trail. Today, we are going to discover that God designed possums in very unique ways, including with a built-in pouch. Can you think of any other creatures that have a built-in pouch or pocket? I'm going to play music for a few moments, and I want you to see if you can think of any creatures with a built-in pouch. All right, did you think of any other creatures with a built-in pouch? Some creatures include kangaroos, koalas, wallaby, the Tasmanian devil, and wombats. Maybe you remember some creatures that have unexpected pouches or pockets from other NatTheo lessons. On lesson 7, we discovered that roly-polies, or pill bugs, have pouches where their babies hatch. And on lesson 99, we learned that sea otters have armpit pockets where they store things, including sometimes their favorite rocks. And did you know that chipmunks have pouches inside of their cheeks that they use to carry huge amounts of food? God designed many creatures with useful pouches or pockets. Some of the creatures that I just mentioned are in a group together called marsupials. Marsupials are a group of mammals that have very tiny babies, which are born early and then crawl into a pouch on the mother's belly to keep growing. Inside the pouch, the baby drinks milk and stays warm and safe. Kangaroos, koalas, wombats, wallaby, and Tasmanian devils are all marsupials, and so are possums. They are the only marsupial in North America. There are around 126 different types of possums. Many of these live in Central and South America, but the Virginia possum, also known as the North American possum, is the only possum native to the United States. Originally, the Virginia possum lived in southeastern United States, but they have spread all over, as north as southern Canada and as far west as the Pacific coast. As I mentioned earlier, I grew up seeing possums in Wisconsin. I've never seen one in Colorado, but I know they are here. However, unlike me, possums are not big fans of the mountains. So they stick to lower elevations and are further east than we are. I'm curious if possums live near you. Do you know? It might be tricky to know because possums are nocturnal. Do you know what nocturnal means? A nocturnal creature is a creature that is active mostly at night. So the best chance to see them might be getting a glimpse of their shining eyes. But why do their eyes shine? God designed many animals, and especially those that need to see well when it's dark out, with a reflective layer in the back of their eyes called a tapetum lucidum. It's kind of like a little mirror that makes any available light, maybe from a full moon, or streetlights, or car headlights, bounce around in the eye, so an animal can use just a little bit of light to see better in the dark. If you see an animal at night that looks like it has glowing eyes, it's likely light reflecting off of that tapetum lucidum mirror in the back of their eyes. All right, let's get back to a possum's pouch and look closer at what that pouch is for. A possum's pouch, and the pouch on any marsupial, is called a marsupium. The marsupium is a pouch on a mother marsupial's belly where her tiny baby or babies stay safe and warm after being born. Inside the pouch are nipples so the babies can drink milk and keep growing. After a male and female possum mate, it doesn't take long for their babies to be born. Less than 2 weeks later, normally 11 to 13 days, it is the possum baby's birthday. Think about that. Only 11 to 13 days to develop inside of their mother. This means when they are born, they are not very developed at all. First, they are tiny. They are smaller than a honeybee. They weigh around 0.13 grams. How much is that? Well, if you were to place one single coffee bean into your hand, that is about as much as a baby possum weighs. You probably cannot even really feel it in your hand. The tiny possum baby has no hair at this point, and it is blind. It can't see anything. You might think a hairless baby, smaller than a honeybee, and weighing about as much as a coffee bean, and that cannot see, might not be able to get anywhere. But God gave these itty-bitty possum babies just what they need for their next move: claws. Using sharp claws, possum babies crawl through their mother's thick fur to her marsupium pouch. Inside that pouch are nipples, which the babies cling onto to get milk. The baby possums will stay there, in the pouch, latched to a nipple for about 6 weeks, constantly eating and growing. Most marsupials are very interesting in this way. They develop just a little bit inside of their mother's body, and then are born, and then finish developing inside of her pouch. After 6 weeks, the possum babies detach and begin moving around a little bit inside that pouch. Around 8 weeks old, their eyes open, and they get curious about the wild and wonderful world outside of mama's pouch and begin exploring. Sadly, normally not all possum babies survive, but at this stage, a mother might have 8 or 9 babies, called joeys, that have made it through the pouch phase of life. As they begin exploring outside the pouch, they still stick close to mom. Very close, actually, as they ride on her back. I think possum babies riding on their mother is one of the funniest scenes in nature. For around a month, the possum babies cling to their mama, riding on her, and still depend on her for food and shelter and safety. They are also learning important survival skills that they will soon need when they become independent and go off on their own around 4 to 5 months old. Speaking of survival skills, possums have a very interesting way of surviving when something like a predator is lurking nearby. They play dead. Sometimes this is called playing possum. If a possum feels like it is in danger, it will suddenly collapse, laying down and appearing to be dead. It might even drool and release a terrible smell to convince predators it's already dead and they'd better not get near or eat it. But do you know what is very interesting about a possum playing dead? They don't think about doing this. They don't decide to play dead. It is an involuntary reaction, which means it simply happens to them without them thinking about it. When a possum plays dead, or plays possum, it is called thanatosis. Thanatosis is a safety reaction some animals use when they are in danger. Their bodies go limp and still, sometimes with eyes open, so a predator thinks they're dead and loses interest. God knew possums would need a way to stay safe from predators in a fallen world, and he gave them this unique way of protecting themselves. But what actually happens when a possum plays dead? We already learned it is a reaction. They don't really think about it. And here is how their body reacts. The possum falls on its side, gets stiff and still, and doesn't respond, even if something touches it. Its breathing and heartbeat slow so much that they're hard to notice. The mouth hangs open, sometimes with foamy drool, and the tongue can look blue and stick outside the side of their mouth. It may also release pee or scat that smell bad, which helps keep predators away. The eyes stay open, but don't move. Even though this is a reaction that the possum doesn't think about or choose to do, they are still aware of what's going on around them. After the danger passes, the possum gets up and walks away. That is a very interesting way of staying alive. A possum playing dead is quite convincing. Convincing enough to help them stay safe and alive. Did you know that some people throughout history have thought that maybe when Jesus died on the cross, he wasn't actually dead? Some people think that maybe he only fainted or went into a coma and later woke up. But the Bible and science say differently. After Jesus had hung on the cross for quite some time, we read this in John 19:34. But one of the soldiers stuck his spear into Jesus' side, and at once blood and water came out. This injury, with blood and water flowing out, showed that Jesus' body truly had died. Philippians 2:8 says that Jesus was obedient to the Father God and truly did die. Listen closely. And being found in human form, he, Jesus, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Why is it important that Jesus truly died? Because only by truly dying and giving up his life as a sacrifice could he truly save us from our sins. Fainting would not have been enough. Our sins are so big, and they separate us from God because he has no sin and he will not be around sin. And only a perfect sacrifice could bring us back to God. Jesus was that perfect sacrifice. You see, Jesus had no sin. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:21. Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin so that in Christ we could become right with God. Jesus had no sin, and yet he took all of our sin upon himself, and he took those sins to the cross. He died in our place, but then, listener, 3 days later, Jesus rose to new life, so we also can have new life. Listen to 1 Peter 3:18. Christ himself suffered for sins once. He was not guilty, but he suffered for those who are guilty to bring you to God. His body was killed, but he was made alive in the spirit. Jesus was not playing possum on the cross. He fulfilled the Father God's plan and was obedient, even though that meant death. He did it for us, listener. He did it for you. Because Jesus did not play possum, but actually died as a perfect sacrifice, we can be with God in eternity. Listen to Romans 5:8-9. But God shows his great love for us in this way. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. So through Christ, we will surely be saved from God's anger, because we have been made right with God by the blood of Christ's death. If you have never before accepted Jesus's gift of salvation, today is a great day to do that. All you need to do is talk to God through prayer. Thank Him for saving you through Jesus's sacrifice. Tell Him you're sorry for doing things that go against Him and His ways, and you want to live for Him. Ask Him to help you follow after Jesus all the days of your life. If you have done that for the first time, I am celebrating with you. We only need to make that decision once in our lives. When we choose to follow Jesus, we are secure in Him. God no longer sees our sin, but instead He looks at us and sees Jesus' sacrifice, His righteousness and holiness in us. Why not tell a parent, caregiver, or pastor so they can celebrate with you? Whether you are a new follower of Jesus or you have been following Him for years, we can all be deeply grateful that Jesus did not play possum, but truly died and rose again so we can truly live. It's time to answer a question from one of our listeners. Here is today's question.
Hello, my name is Madeline. I am 9 years old and I am from Missouri. And I want to know, why do eyes have long fingers?
Thanks for the great question, Madeline. Why do eyes have long fingers? An eye is a species of lemur. They have two extra long and skinny fingers on both front paws. Although an eye's fingers might look funny, God designed them to serve a special purpose. Eyes use their special fingers to tap on trees, creating reverberations or sound waves bouncing off of surfaces. Creating these reverberations helps the eye locate its favorite food, insect larvae, or insect babies, inside trees. After it locates its meal, an eye chews a hole into the wood and then digs its food out using its long fingers. An eye's long fingers help it reach its snack. And scientists have also discovered that eye use their long fingers to pick their nose. Gross. Scientists are still researching why the creature does this. Eye have a taste for hard-to-reach snacks. But our thoughtful and creative God gave them exactly what they need to get their grub. Thank you for your great question, Madeline. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And Nat Theo Club members, remember after this lesson to click over to the bonus video at the link in our show notes to learn about a possum's amazing tail and how they use that tail and solve the mystery, do they really sleep hanging upside down? You can find that bonus video in the show notes or your Nat Theo Club dashboard. It's time to answer our trivia question. How many teeth does a possum have? A, 18, B, 24, C, 36, or D, 50? The answer is D. Possums have 50 teeth. They have the most teeth of any land mammal in North America. Can you imagine having 50 teeth and having to brush and floss all of those? Possums definitely don't worry about that. Now it's your turn to explore. Learn about another marsupial this week. Do some research and learn a cool fact about kangaroos, koalas, wallaby, Tasmanian devils, or wombats. You can begin by listening to episode 71, Charging Rhinos and Playful Wombats, Nature Filmmaking with Dr. Gordon Wilson. Discover and marvel at how God designed His special marsupials. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on possums, please take a moment to send it to a friend and subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all alone.